Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the way's been long and the way's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I can rock right on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We're just wanting to welcome everybody out there all over the world, wherever that you're at, to come into it, just worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. We're still talking on the greatest miracle is salvation. And that is the only way today that any of us can ever get into the kingdom of God. That is to have our sins earned the blood, be washed in the blood of Jesus. So we just want to welcome you in and want you to tune in to us. Want you to call in and we'll just worship the Lord together and just have a great time in the Lord. The number is 347-308-8524. That you can call in and we'll put you right on the line with us, Sharon, and we'll just worship the Lord together. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time and just pray for the people out there in the radio land, no matter where that you're at. And we've just wanted just to lift them up to the Lord and just ask God to touch and heal and to save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. And our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you once again, God, we just ask you, Father, that you just touch, God, every person out there that's out there that's listening, Father. We just ask you, God, that you just touch them. And Lord, that they're saved, God, we ask you, Lord, just to touch the unsaved. And Father, we know that you come to seek to save that which was lost. And God, just save them, sanctify them, fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, just touch brother and sister Miller. Heal them. And Lord God, just touch their daughter, God. Their daughter and all, Father, that needs a miracle, Lord. And Father, we give you the praise and the glory and honor, Father. In Jesus' holy name, just set her free right now. Touch that hospital, God. Touch Brother Bobby, God. Touch Brother Victor and all the others, God. Just ask the Lord Jesus that just touch them. And move upon them right now, Father, with your power and your Holy Ghost. And a demonstration, Father, whatever the need may be. And Lord, all the others, God, we give you the praise, the glory and honor, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Father. Praise God. We've got a scripture here tonight that we're going to start out with in Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 23. And it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So we want you to think tonight about that scripture right there. You know, for the wages of sin is death. You know, tonight, my friend, the devil will paint us a beautiful picture and he'll make us look, you know, like everything's okay. But the wages of that sin that you may be committing that seems unharmful to you, that's unhurt to you, is the very wages of death. And the only way it's going to pay for that, if you don't get it earned the blood and get it washed away now, is to pay for it in a lake of fire that burneth forever and ever. For the fire is not quenched and the worm dies not. So I thank God tonight that we can come to Jesus and just invite him into our life and invite him into us and just to wipe the sin that's in our life completely out, because that's his business. That's what God wants to do. He said it wasn't his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. I'm glad tonight that we can come to repentance and come to the Lord, and we can have life and have it more abundant. I'm glad tonight that we can just look to Him for the offer and the finisher of our salvation. So I just praise God tonight for what He means to us. And we got a caller in here tonight, and the area code is 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother and Sister Miller, and we're evangelists up here in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And we're just calling in tonight to sort of elaborate a little bit on the works of the cross. And it's just good to hear y'all about God's business tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're just talking to our brother on Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 23. And said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I was just thinking, you know, could you hear very much of that? Did you get in time to hear very much of that?
No, we just got to the phone area and called in, so I'd missed all that.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just telling them there that, you know, the little sin, you know, that they've got that they're think it's so harmful to them, you know, that no problem, you know, just go ahead and keep on committing it and everything. That little sin is the wages of it is death. And without they got it earned the blood of Jesus and got it washed away and got it hid in the blood, the only way to pay for that sin is in a lake of fire. For the worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. But I thank God that we can go to Jesus and tell Him about that little old sin that seems so harmful, that every time that we commit and the Holy Ghost kind of tugs at us and tells us that it's wrong, but we still want to go ahead and commit it anyway, the wages of that is sin is death. And all we've got to do is go to Jesus and say, Lord, you see this sin, you know what it is, you know what you're convicting me of, you know where I'm going wrong at, and just ask you to forgive me. And the greatest miracle is that God will forgive.
Amen. That's why I went to the cross.
Yeah. Amen.
We thank God for the cross.
Yeah, without the cross, we wouldn't have life, would we?
Oh, no, no. No, see, Jesus, He saw what this world was coming to. He saw your sins, and He saw my sins, and He saw the sins of the world, and He brought Jesus here to earth to stand right in the, be a mediator between Him and God so that we wouldn't have to perish, so our soul would be saved, so we wouldn't have to go where the worm dieth not. To that lake, you know, I thought about the lake of fire. You know, and sin sometimes seems so lightly, and you know, we come accustomed to just shunning the works of the cross and thinking, well, it ain't so bad. I'll just ask God to forgive me. But you know, I believe God forgives sins, but I believe He don't want you to be a repetitious sinner.
You
know, if you're sinning, it's time to quit sinning and ask for forgiveness and go on. But I've watched, you know, the way people are, and seem like in this hour and time, even though they sin, it don't hit home with them the way it should.
Amen.
Because they keep doing it. But can you imagine an ocean?
But Miller, can I interrupt just for 1 second, please?
Yes.
516, you go ahead and come in here and tell us who you are.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, this is Apostle Victor Ebersong of Absolution Talk Show in the Block Talk family. Just calling to thank God for today's show and the VIPs that are on board this day.
Amen.
Amen.
got Brother Miller on there, and he was telling us something there, and so we're going to just let him go ahead, then we'll get you right back in there, Brother Victor. We're glad you come on board with us tonight.
Amen. Go ahead.
Yes, Miller.
You know, when if you've ever been out on the sea or if you've ever been in a storm up on the ocean where the waves come up on the side of the ship or the waves try to consume the ship, how high the ship goes in the air, I've been told that sometimes a ship the size of a football field can almost be consumed by the waves of the ocean, the storm. And I've often, as I've been in prayer, I could see hell's doors open widely to be able to see hell as such waves as what I've just described, overtaking the sinners, overtaking the people that have chosen to believe a lie or have chosen to keep sinning and keep sinning. I see the fires of hell consuming like the waves in an ocean where it's hot lava just rolling over and over. Where you said, where the worm dieth not. That's what I see visually, spiritually. I see the pit of hell as worms like maggots in lava as high as the waves of an ocean like a football field trying to come up over a ship the size of a football field. And that's the place that no Jesus, my God, our Lord and our Savior, does not want us to have to see that or experience that. And that's why he stood before the whole foundation of the earth and said, I'll carry the load. And that's where Jesus is today. He's carrying our load. For the ones that are sincere and want to come by the way of the cross, he's there for us. All we got to do is reach out. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Brother Victor?
Yes, beloved.
Go ahead there and obey the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for the man of God with that description. You see, I don't know how many people are hearing this very costly word. It's costly. It cost God a lot of money to even give out his last change to bring us in. And yet, people are looking for salvation in many, many other ways. Thank God that there's a change in the system, change in leadership, but that does not mean salvation. I want us to get this real down packed. Salvation is a change that takes place from the inside out. Like the man of God was saying, a lot of people do not feel any longer that sin is sin anymore because it's been glamorized. It's been made famous. No matter how we make sin famous, I know you out there know what I mean. We're making sin famous. Now sin has become the talk of the day and righteousness is now gone to the back burner. Nowhere. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Church of God,
amen.
Let's on our feet spiritually. And when we leave, we don't fight with physical weapons. When we live the life of Jesus, the fight is on. Satan will be finding it very, very difficult. Those of us who have gotten salvation, get a grip of it. I had a man of God many years ago. He's gone to glory. Pal Elton. He came from Britain and became a natural citizen in Nigeria. And when he died, he stayed back there. He said, get born again. Believers, if you know you're not getting a feel of the Spirit, get born again. Don't be afraid. Don't do like Nicodemus did. You may be a preacher, man, maybe a leader. Just get born again.
Yeah.
Let the Spirit touch you. And when the Spirit touches, I'm telling you, the Bible says you will not be the same. We should not be the same. So that we will affect the core of Satan and drive him downward as he has been destined to go. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it's time to really mean business. Because if we don't, nobody else is deceived but ourselves. Know that you are really, really born again and get it. This is the greatest gift, and this is a season for that gift. The gift of God, the Son of the Most High God. God bless.
You know, as Brother Miller was talking there a while ago about hell, Brother Victor, one time in my life, I had a job that I was traveling all over 9 different states and taking a crew of men and women and working with me, and I was paying their expenses there and paying them back, their wages back home and had hotel rooms and everything, and I was still clearing $50 an hour. Cash money.
Wow.
I paid about nine hands with me all the time. In Nashville, Tennessee, I got taken out of church because our fell on Friday and Saturday night. First day of the week was Sunday, and I'd work through Sunday through Thursday, and I was getting robbed from church. I wasn't ever getting no church service. And one night in Nashville, Tennessee, I was laying flat on my bed in a motel room down there, and I woke up. To my surprise, I was sliding flat on my back right into hell, and I was done down into hell to my knees. Just the blazes of fire were wrapping up around me. And I was up reaching for the head of the bed, a screaming, crying out to God. I said, God, just get me out of this. Just get me out of this, and I'll never get back into it again. And, you know, that's been, I don't know how many years ago, that's been several years ago. 2 or 3 years, I thought about, you know, maybe trying to go back to that job. And, you know what I'm saying? I told my wife, Eddie, I said, it ain't going to rob me from church this time. I said, I'll make sure that I won't be robbed out of church. And, you know, God has never opened the door for me to go back to that job. I've talked to different ones, and they said, well, yeah, we want to hire you back. But, you know, they never have. That's the answer from God.
Yes.
He's out of hell, and he's not going to let me go back into hell. So yes. Let us praise God. If man ain't never been to hell, he can go there just one time. Just go one time in his lifetime, and he'll never want to go there. Because I know where I was at, and I know where I was sliding into.
Yes.
Flat on my back, right into hell. And the fog was done wrapping up around my knees, and I could feel the pain.
Wow.
And it's painful. And I thank God that he heard that cry that night in Nashville, Tennessee. He heard me and forgive me and brought me out of that. And never again did I get to go out on another job. When I got back home, I never did even get a call to go back out because God heard my prayer that night and noted that I was so sincere that I wanted to get back into church and get back where he... Back where he was using me at.
Yes.
He used me out there in the world because I had people out there that I wanted to witness to, and I witnessed to them about the Lord, but, you know, I wasn't getting enough of the spiritual food myself to keep filling me up. And, you know, people get themselves into trouble a lot of times. You know, I was looking at that money, and $50 an hour was good money. But is that worth your soul? Is that worth your life? No, it's not worth your soul, and it's not worth your life. I'd rather make $10 an hour, or $5 an hour, or $1 an hour, and not even make nothing at all, and make heaven my home, than to make that money and die and go to hell.
My God.
Praise the Lord.
Indeed. I tell you, man of God, the truth is that many people are going to give for salvation through, like, money, like the offers that come to people, and they would rather prefer money, just like what Judas did. Judas preferred cash than the the character. Yeah, so he preferred cash than the character. So, and God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what happened. And today, a lot of people are going to be tempted to do that. You know.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
A lot of people, but you know, I'd rather have the presence of God and the plans of God and Him working in my life than have anything in this world. Because
yeah.
Greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world.
Yes,
amen. Praise
God.
Yes, it's time for everybody to look up and just see the Savior and have Him for a surety, a guarantor, and all, because that's what it is, He is. See, I'll never fail. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Man, praise God. No,
Yeah.
You know, I was telling them last night, I've experienced things in my lifetime since I've been working and serving the Lord. The Lord let me one time, several years ago, to enter into the kingdom of God. I went in for a few minutes. I don't know just how long I was there, but, you know, I went in and Lord tucked me up and I went up on a something that looked just about like a mic cord. I got up so high and I looked back down at the earth and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if man fall from up here, I said, it'd kill him. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you're already dead. And I went into the kingdom of God and I walked all around and I looked there for a little while. I can't explain to you what it looked, only more like it looked something like a brand new slick mowed golf course. It's real beautiful and real pretty.
Glory.
And I looked around and I seen it and I said, Lord, I said, let me go back to where I come from. And immediately, let me come back into my body. And when I got back into my body, I jumped up, run through a 7-room house, a hollering, am I alive or am I dead? And I run into the living room and I seen a TV. I got in there and I seen that TV. I realized then I was back in my own body.
My God.
It's strange. God lets you see things like that.
Mm.
But He lets you know what He's got prepared for us. You know, I believe if we'll just only seek His face,
yes,
we can see what He's got prepared for us.
Amen.
I praise God for the experience that I've seen with God, you know. And as I told them our last night, I've read the verse where it said the fearful and adulterers and drunkards and whoremongers and all liars is going to have their part in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And if I'm lying, I'm going to have to face God for lying. And I know the penalty of lying. I know it's a lake of fire. So that's
right.
What I'm trying my best to shine. That's what I'm going to miss. Because God made it possible and He sent His Son here that I could have life and have it more abundant. And I don't have to worry about burning in hell because Jesus done paid the price. He gave His life on the cross.
Amen.
But I can have life. He died in the place of Lord Yearwood, and I praise God for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Cheryl, you got anything the Lord speaking to you?
Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay.
That's right.
I needed someone to wash my sins away.
Mm.
Now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace.
Amen.
He paid the debt for me that I could never pay. He bought us with a price, with His own blood, hallelujah, and He laid His life down. They didn't take it. He laid it down, hallelujah. Glory to God. And we know that in this hour there is a voice, and we hear that voice from heaven on this program tonight, prepare ye the way of the Lord. for there is a move of God coming. Hallelujah, and it's even here. Hallelujah. We've had many, many waves and moves of God, but God's bringing us back to the basic, the greatest gift of salvation, true salvation. When we get true salvation, hallelujah, there's a regeneration by the Holy Ghost. There is a transformation, hallelujah, and we become a new creature in Christ.
Praise God.
That is needed today. Hallelujah. There is no other way. There is no other door to the Father. Hallelujah. Hasata Mahaya. I know Mahaya. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. And there was a door accessed. Hallelujah. In heaven. And that door is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is Him. It is Him. It is Him. And He is present. He is present to save. Hallelujah. To save us to the uttermost, hallelujah. And there is no sinner so vile that his blood cannot wash them clean. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we're in a day where people are going to and fro and just about their business in this earth realm, not really realizing they are an eternal being.
That's right.
They're going to live one place or the other. They're going to live eternally in hell or eternally with Christ in those mansions in that place He's gone to prepare for us. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Their choice. Hallelujah. He loves us so much that He gave us a choice. But I think of the prophet Hosea, the Lord is married to the backslider.
That's right.
He purchased that wayward, adulterous wife off of slavery block. Hallelujah. And that's what the Lord did for us.
Mm.
And we become His. We are no longer our own.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And it is time for the Amasatha ministry to rise up and come into maturity to teach, hallelujah, the body of Christ how we should walk and how we should be seated with Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is the only way. He is the only way. And we will spend eternity somewhere. We won't die in hell if we go to hell. Listen, Hanamaha sinner, Hikamahaya, if you're listening, you will taste that hell for eternity. It is time that we get back to preaching Christ and Him crucified, heaven high, and hell hot. It is time that we take the fear off and preach in faith the unadulterated word of God and just how it is. Everything is being taught in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Half the people think they're saved and they haven't even tasted the cross. I thank God. I thank God that I hear the voice of heaven in this broadcast.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I tell you, people God and those who have not really made a commitment yet, it's time to commit. Look at how panic is all over the land, all over the world. We ain't seen nothing yet. The Bible says it's not even the beginning of sorrows. And that's close to how hell is hot. This is not a threatening a message. It's the fact, the truth, that the hell that is hot, nobody should go there. Nobody. Nobody was destined for hell. If that was the case, Jesus wouldn't have come. The Savior came to bring salvation. Let's have it now. The Bible says, behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. How many of us, we'll be shaking in our boots because some of us, I know that we don't know how we're going to put two and two together. That's faith.
Yeah.
It's earned faith. How to become faithful. Not just faithful. faith full of faith. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord.
Amen.
So, beloved, it's time to really turn in your resignation. Turn it in. Resign from the employment of hell,
yes,
and take on new employment with the master, with good pay. Good pay package. The Bible says you have life now and you have it forever. Why would we dump this kind of life?
Glory.
It's no good to dump it. It's the best life. I'm telling you, there ain't still nothing here. Church of God, get on your knees. Let's go up on our knees. And when we move on to the years that coming ahead, people are going to be coming and asking us, yes, it was said that in those days, when the Jews now, the God will turn to the Jews. The Bible says they'll be running after them and say, look, we'll hold them on the coat and say, please, take me to where your God is. And that's what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, before that happens, I believe as the years we're moving into now, there's going to be a high demand. So that's why everyone needs to know that. To know that they are connected with the Master.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
Is in full control. Because the answers that are going to be asked us, we will not be sufficient enough to give them. But the Holy Spirit will say, I will send your word. Just open your mouth and I'll release it from your belly. Now let's put the word in our belly. Let's put in our belly. As we eat for the belly, we should eat for another belly.
Yes.
Our spirit man. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Miller?
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and give your daughter Noel's name and prayer request and everything, and we'll have prayer for them, and we'll let Tim sing a song there.
All right. Our daughter-in-law's name is Jennifer Day. God blessed us with and blessed her with triplets in July.
Amen.
Born by C-section. Waited 13 years for these children. They were fertilized in vitro, but God has had his hand in it. But she had a ruptured appendix just a few weeks after the babies were born. And they've gone in now, back in surgery to remove a pocket of infection. And my son called me this evening, and they're taking her back in the morning for another surgery. This infection's trying to invade her colon. We know that God is present to heal her.
He is.
Yes.
The doctor is right there.
Yes.
Dr. Jesus, right there.
Yes.
Brothers, we live in a time right now that we have everything at our fingertips. All is well right now.
Yeah.
We live in a time that really we have a land of plenty. But right around the corner, if you could stick your head around the corner and see what's in our future, see what's coming our way, you would see a lot of things fixing to hit the lands. And the Bible talks about there was a place when the enemy come in so strong that there was no place to hide. And God's people had to hunker down and let the enemy go right on by.
Amen.
And they were never saw. They never seen them. God's people were spared. Do you hear what I say? God's people were spared. We got people listening by the way of the radio tonight that have just given their heart to God, and all hell has broke loose in their life.
Yes, amen.
And they don't know which way to go. They think, well, this God, this Jesus you speak of, where is he? I gave my heart to him. And I was expecting to have all the money that I wanted. I was expecting to be in perfect health. I was expecting for people to take care of me on my left and on my right. But see, what they haven't learned yet is that God said, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you for my name's sake. So when you become a child of God, you just join the army of God. And when you walk into the army of God, he won't leave you comfortless. He said, I'll go away for a little while, but I won't leave you comfortless. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
he said, I'm going to leave you my word. I'll leave you my sword. He said, I'll leave you my spirit, and I'll pour my spirit out on you. And young men will dream dreams, and old men shall prophesy. I may have that backward. I know. Old men will dream dreams, and young men will have visions. But
amen.
I'm trying to tell you tonight, for the ones that have come into some kind of hardship because you've just given your heart to God, lift up your head. I'm telling you to lift up your head and be of good cheer. All is well. You seek his word and seek his kingdom and look for the cross, and that gives you ammunition. That gives you a sword that's sharper than any, which is like your tongue. It's sharp as a two-edged sword. And when you speak his word, it will destroy or it will bless in all areas. Tonight I'm telling you that when the woman, a Samaritan woman, went to the well, Jesus said, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again.
Mm.
And that's what God's telling his people tonight. Come and drink from the fountain of life. Come and drink from my spirit. Be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Be spirit-filled.
Amen.
Well, he said, it's a gift. You have to be born again. You have to walk in the anointing. You have to be filled with what they call the Holy Ghost to receive the gift. Oh, my gosh. God's wanting to bless some people tonight. I see hundreds. I see thousands of people that are on their knees tonight, and they're crying out for Jesus to come into their heart. Just keep pressing in. Just keep pressing in, because he said he won't leave us begging for bread. I feel God saying, I'm fixing to do it. I'm fixing to do it. It's my time. It's my time to fall on you. It's my time to show up on you. And when he does, he's going to baptize you. That's just like when they went in the upper room. There wasn't just one or two people in the upper room.
No.
They tarried for a little while. Why did they tarry? Because he wanted to bring them all in. A shepherd don't leave his sheep divided. A shepherd
don't
leave a little flock over here and a little flock over there and a little flock over here. That shepherd gets his staff, and he goes out and he brings them all into one herd. And he brings them all in. That's what Jesus did. They went in the upper room, and when they was all, what did they do? Get in one mind, and they got in one accord. And then what did Jesus do? He come in like a mighty rushing wind, and he filled the room so much so they all started speaking in their own language.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what God's wanting to do right now. God's wanting to talk to somebody. God's wanting to talk to thousands. He ain't. Listen, God's not limited to anything. God won't stop for anybody that's pushing their way through. If you're pushing your way to the hem of the garment like the woman that had the issue of blood, let me tell you, neighbor, he won't stop. Let me tell you, brother and sister, he won't stop. He'll stop right in the middle of your circumstance and turn around and say this, who touched me? That's what he'll say if he has to stop. But he won't stop, because when she touched his garment and he turned around and said, who touched me? She saw salvation. She saw the blessings of God. She saw healing virtue. She saw a miracle, let me tell you. She saw what everybody that I'm talking to tonight is looking for. She saw Jesus. She felt Jesus. She experienced Jesus. She tasted Jesus. And let me tell you, he's not a respecter of person. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I thank God for the cross. I thank God that he sent Jesus, and he sent his blood. He sent his baptism, his spirit, for us to be able to receive. Listen, you better get out of your flesh and you better get out of your carnal way of thinking, and you better get in the Holy Ghost, and you better get in the Spirit of God. Have you ever noticed how when two or three people are gathered in his name, how they all flow out of the same fountain, how they all flow out of the same vein? There's not one to the left. There's not one to the right. There's not one standing in the middle. They're not divided. Why? Because God is not divided. God is one spirit. God is one spirit. And when you're in his vein, when you're in his spirit, you all think alike. You might look different. You might act different. But I'm telling you, you all flow through the same anointing. Can you
see?
Hallelujah. And tonight I'm so happy that I know that my name is wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life. And let me tell you, people, there is a book, and there's angels being recorded or recording what we're talking about tonight as we stand before God in this hour of this radio ministry. Everything that we say, we're held accountable for. So listen, I'm not lying to anybody. I'm telling you the truth by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you that God wants you to rise up. Come up out of that miry clay. Come up out of them ditches. Come up out of them curses. Come up out of that wickedness. Get away from them witch doctors. Get away from that voodoo. I'm telling you, rise up and grab a hold of Jesus and go into the anointing. It's called the blood of Jesus, the anointing. Go into the stream, the mainstream, and start crying out, "Holy is the Lamb of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. Thank you for the Son of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your blessings." And you watch what happens. Oh, if you get on your knees and you cry, there is a God that will hear you, and he will answer you, and he will bring you out. I know you're troubled. I know your heart's broke. I see tears. I see blood. But God says, "Look unto me and not unto man, and I'll show you the straight way." And I want to leave this with you, brother. Picture hundreds of these great big smoke tires you see like at paper plants or any skyscraper smoke pipes that you see that's huge. It goes way up in the air, and when you get almost to the top, they're real small. God showed me a lake of fire that was consumed the wiles of the devil and his compadres. And all around these smoke tires, they may be miles in the air. And I was standing on one of them towers, and all I could see was just burning lava. And I stood on one of them towers, and I looked to my left, and there was another tower just in stepping range. And there was looked to my right, and there was another one just in stepping range. And I looked behind me, and there was one in stepping range. And I looked in front of me, and there was one in stepping range. But the thing was is that you couldn't see where you were stepping until you done stepped. And once you stepped, then you could look down, and for miles and miles, all you could see is hot, burning lava, calling out Satan and all his imps to come on in. But that ain't a place for Jesus. Jesus said, "I'll show you the way." And he says, "If you walk with me and you talk with me, I'll show you when to step. And I'll say whether it's to the left or whether it's to the right or whether it's back or whether it's forward. But it's by my power and by my might, and it's not nothing to do with flesh, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. I will place your foot upon the rock, and you can preach my word, and no man can consume you, saith the Lord." Hallelujah. Praise. Say amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. I don't want to hold up the airways for you, brother. What I needed to say tonight, and I hope it helps someone that's crying out to God tonight. And I'm telling you, salvation is more important than any woman. Salvation is more important than any money that you can get your hands on. Salvation is a lot more important than internet. The internet, there's people right now listening to this program that are watching stuff on these internets that they don't need to be looking at. Pornography ain't got its place in heaven, but it's got its place in hell. Wickedness all across the board on that internet. I don't care who you are, get rid of it, because it's taking you down. I'm speaking to you, ma'am. I'm speaking to you, sir. There's a way out, and it's not the way you're walking. You better get your hands off that junk and lift your heads and your hands to heaven and start talking to Jesus. He'll show you the way. You know you're not right. You know you ain't supposed to be doing the things that you're doing.
Amen.
I'm talking to thousands of people.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something else, brother. They're listening to me talk right now. They're saying, is this man be of God or will this man be not of God? Well, you keep doing what you're doing and find out whether I'm of God.
Amen.
Because what you're doing will take you down.
Yes,
it don't have to be that way, because God said he come into the world to overcome the world and to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. You have a choice. You can either live holy or you can live wicked. And a lot of people are listening to this radio station tonight. This will be a mockery to God's word. I feel it in my spirit, and I know there ain't nothing on here. There's a lot of people on here that want to destroy the works of the cross. Well, let me tell you, God served notice on you. He's after your soul. You better get it right, or you'll be left behind.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
hey.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let Brother Tim go ahead and sing us a song. Everybody just hanging in right where you're at. Keep your mind up on the Lord. And we're going to come back and after he sings and pray for Brother Sid Miller's daughter and all there, and everybody, and pray for Brother and Sister Miller, because they need a touch tonight and a miracle in their bodies. And Brother Bobby, he told me tonight he wasn't able to come on because he's a little sick or something, and these other people that I can't remember right now, all of them that give a prayer request. But after this song, we're going to come back and pray for them and just lift them up and want everybody to pray for them all around the world. So go ahead, Brother Tim, and sing this right now.
His saving power, I have not forgotten.
that wonderful song our Brother Tim sung. You know, I was just thinking while he was singing that song, I have not forgotten. You know, I can't forget when the Lord saved my soul. I remember January the 19th of 1975, 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and I have to pinpoint the devil back a lot of times to that spot over here on Glenwood and Tyler here in Dalton, Georgia. At that time, it was a favorite. It's a favorite right now. At that time, it was a Kathy's Mint Market. And when the Lord come down and set me free, saved my soul, delivered me, took the alcohol and the drugs out of my body, and changed my life, and I become a new creature right then, I can't forget that time because God did that just for me. I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Victor, you want to go ahead and just lead us in song, lead us in prayer, and let's pray for the needs of the people and everything here, then we'll come back and just whatever the Lord does here for the next few minutes, we'll just obey God.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah.
Glory.
Father, thank you because you have thrown the invitation out to many out there. God, may this invitation fall right into the hands of those who are needy, yet they don't know what they're in need of. But let tonight become clear that they need not money, not fame, not stardom, not houses and lands, but they need salvation, a ticket to heaven that is paid in full. But I pray for listeners now who are listening around the world to accept, to open up, irrespective of what religion they have gone. This is not religious program. This relationship program that connects people to heaven. Father, I pray this moment, Lord, that you get into their heart and give them one number one sign. Lift their burdens off of their shoulders and give them peace that surpasses human understanding, even tonight. In the name of Jesus. Those who are going through penury, Lord, you are a miracle worker. Move in and work a miracle. Father, I pray right now, even for our sisters' grandchildren, Lord, you said children are heritage of the Lord. They're not the owners of those children. Father, but they are your own. You just give them for on loan. I pray that you take care of the necessary expenses, physical, spiritual, financial, health-wise. I pray that healing will hit the body of that little baby and let her or him be completely made whole. Because for this cause will you make manifest to destroy the powers of darkness. And I declare freedom right now in Jesus' name. I call them to normalcy. Thank you, Father God, for the doctors and nurses who you've given the task to see about the physical, but you do it complete with the spirit. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise Him. Praise God.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, speak to one of you there about something, do just feel free to speak up. This is God's time. Obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Glory to Jesus. My God, my God, my God.
Let me read another scripture right here. We can find this in Acts 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, that's pretty well been what we've been talking on just about all the time here tonight, and the wages of sin is death. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm thankful that there's a name that's above every name. You know, God placed His Son's name above His name. And we can go to that name, Jesus, and we can find everything that we have the need of, and whatever that we that we need to call upon him for, he has the need. I tell a lot of people a lot of times, he's sitting there with a miracle with your name wrote all over it, just waiting on you to reach up there and get that miracle. I know it seems odd maybe to a lot of people, but God ain't withholding nothing good from us. He said every perfect and good gift comes down from heaven above.
Yes.
And I believe tonight that every perfect and good gift, God is sitting up there with it, with our name written on it, with your name written on it. It don't matter what part of the world you're in or what part of the country you're in. If you have a need tonight, just don't cut that need short. And I tell you one need that you have. If you don't have the blood applied to your life, you don't have Jesus' name written across your heart, then you need to have that done. That's a need. That's the greatest miracle that you can ever get tonight, is just to have that name Jesus wrote in that heart and have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Somebody done mentioned here earlier. I remember there in Revelation it said, said that the small and great would stand before God. And he said there was one book open and another book were open. And whosoever name wasn't found written in that book, life was cast into the second death. And that's into the lake of fire. And that's go back, we can go back here and even look and think, this could be this verse answer right here. For the in Romans 6:23 it said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That could
that's
be
right.
Your answer tonight, my friend.
Glory to God.
Is just ask the Lord to come into your life and say, God, here I am. You know my name. You know who I am. You know where I am, and you know what country I'm in. And you know that I want salvation more than anything in this world. And Jesus will give you salvation tonight, my friend. He said every sin was forgiven but blasphemed against the Holy Ghost. And it's not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. It's not his will that you should perish tonight and go to hell, but it's his will that you would come to repentance and say, Lord, here I am. I want you to come in. I want you to forgive me of my sins and let me have a life that I can live for you throughout eternity.
Hallelujah.
It's just a short time here and a long time to be gone, to never return back to this place, to never have another chance. The rich man is screaming, crying out in hell, just give me a drop of water to cool my tongue while I'm tormented in these flames. My friend, you don't have to go there. You don't have to meet the rich man. But you can go and be with Lazarus and be reconciled in heaven with the Lord by just repenting. I tell you, I see that the old clock says we just got about one more minute to go. And I tell you, I thank God that we can look to him and know that beyond every shadow of a doubt that he has life for us. And I thank God for it. And I believe that our time is almost.
Brother Yearwood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Isaiah 6, it says that the post of the door was moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. The glory of the Lord. I believe the post has been moved tonight.
Amen.
The voice of the Lord has gone forth through his ministers. Hallelujah. The voice of the Holy Ghost has cried out. And I believe, hallelujah, the glory of the Lord has descended. Hallelujah. And that post has been moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. I do too, sister. I agree with you.
Hallelujah. Masahaya, the voice of the Lord, when it goes forth, there's a response. Hallelujah. There is a response. There's an effect. There's a transformation. Hallelujah.
I see what
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes, at the name of Jesus, at his name, hallelujah, there has to be a response. It's a name above every other name. Woo, glory. When he speaks. Hallelujah. Hanamahaya, if it be through his ministers, through his word. Hanamahaya, if a voice or a thunder come out of heaven, there has to be a response to that
yes.
voice. Hallelujah, Masatahaya. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Praise
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, I feel his presence here. So strong tonight. I mean, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You know, they say the glory bump is running everywhere. I feel them all over me tonight.
Yes.
Praise God. I tell you, this has been the fastest hour I've ever seen. I mean, it goes by fast when you get on here and the
yes.
presence of God gets to moving like this, but I still enjoy the love of God. Praise God.
Oh, glory to God.
Praise God.
Da-da-da-ma-ha.
Hallelujah.
Aye, glory to God.
Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Thank you. Praise God. Brother Victory, I've seen where you've got one coming on Wednesday night. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. It's 11:30 coming Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 646-478-5813. And email could be apostlevictor@gmail.com. And for maybe our preaching engagement, which I have not taken to lately, but open up to really get the word across. See, the word, beginning the word, the end the word has to end big time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, we sure appreciate you and appreciate everyone coming on and being with us tonight and everyone around the world listening to us tonight. And just keep us in your prayer and we'll be back on, Lord's willing. Nothing don't happen if Lord don't come back.
Yes.
Next Monday night from 11 until 12 right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Just want to tell everybody, want them to remember us, mark it on their calendar or something other, and write it down something so they can come and be with us. You know, I enjoy this, brother. I've said every time I wanted to close it out, wanted to just quit, but it gets better and better all the time, gets sweeter and sweeter all the time. And I just
glory to glory.
I just want to stay on all the time. You out there that's listening, want to get in with us, why, feel free to anytime. I know that our time's done come up and gone. We're on overtime now. Of it there. But anyway, we appreciate you and we love you. And Brother Victor, I want to say that I appreciate you standing in. You and Brother Bobby standing in for me last week.
Thank you.
You've done a great job. The Holy Ghost done a great job, so
praise God.
I just really appreciate you. So, brother,
amen.
I appreciate you coming on being with us tonight.
Yeah, this kingdom agenda. So we got all to pitch in kingdom agenda.
Okay. So,
Brother Victor, it was good hearing from you again tonight.
Hey, beloved, God bless you. Amen.
I'm home tonight. I'm not in that big truck going down the road, so my wife got to be with me tonight, and that's a blessing there, too.
Oh, praise God. Bless you, woman of God.
Brother Miller, I would like to say, even if you're out there on the road, if Sister Cheryl want to join in with us, she call in on that number there. We can have five callers in at the same time. And she can call in any time she wants to. If you're out there on the road, you can be on one phone, she can be on another one. Get right in and minister with us.
Amen.
We're going to get started on that, too. We've been putting it off, but, that's probably we're going to probably do that a couple of times, see how God uses it.
Well, go right ahead any time. Feel free to. We'd be more than glad to have you on there with us to join in there and God's doing a great work, so I just praise God for it.
Praise God.
So we'll get on here since we're on overtime, and we'll talk to you later. And God bless you, and we love you, and we'll talk to you maybe Monday night there.
God bless you. Don't forget, join me on Wednesday night. It's either www.blogtalkradio.com/HOCB Radio. Harry Orion Charlie Bravo Radio. You could go in there and get some details of information before. Bless you. Bless you, man of God, for having me on tonight.
God bless you. We're glad to have you anytime, Mark.
Oh, praise God.